Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 3:07 PM. It is Friday. Copper, I got to ask you. I had a thing happen in the middle of the night. Is there any reason that you know of why the battery always goes out in the smoke alarm in the middle of the night? Does it have to always happen in the middle of the night?
That's a very good question.
I mean, it never happens like in the middle of the day. You're like, oh, a noise, and I'm wide awake, so I'll go ahead and take care of that while I'm up. No, it's like, okay, so at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? I am sound asleep, obviously, and all of a sudden you hear the chirp. Like, oh. What was that? Was that that thing? And then right as you're dozing off again, chirp. Oh, no. So I'm thinking maybe I could sleep through it. Maybe I get to sleep real quick. No, chirp. So, all right. So I'm telling the story here, but this is, I don't know why I'm telling you this on the air. But anyway, the bottom line is I get up at 3 in the morning. I walk out in the den, and then there's that weird kind of, where is it coming from, you know? Because we have, you know, like we have the open floor plan, you know, the stairs kind of go up right there in the den and all that. And so chirp. And now I think, okay, did it come from over there? So I'm walking down the hall. Chirp. No, it's back there where I just was. Where is that? And I'm literally 15 minutes trying to figure out where it was coming from. And then I realize finally it's coming upstairs. So I go upstairs and there's the guest room. Chirp. It wasn't in the guest room. Where is that? And finally I figure out where it is. It's in a storage room upstairs, right? So then I get a chair to stand on to try and take it down so I can take the battery out so I can stop the blessed thing from chirping at me again. And then the chair that I'm standing on collapsed while I'm standing on it at 3 in the morning. And anyway, I just tell you all that because I'm not a happy camper at 3 in the morning when everything like that happens, just so you know. Just sharing that.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
I just thought, I don't know why I'm sitting here. I guess I'm just sitting here and I felt the pain in my leg and I thought, I'm just going to tell Copper. That was just a bad, nobody was there. I couldn't tell anybody to tell, so I had to tell you. There you go. All right, enough of my whining. Hey, I'm on to the topic here, what they didn't say. I'm still on that. I really thought I was going to have, you know, this thing done by now, but this one has got some meat to it. So yeah, other things they didn't say. Number one, I pointed out right before we went to break that Justice Brett Kavanaugh, that a 26-year-old guy from California came here, a guy named Nicholas Roske. They know who he is. He's been arrested. He was armed with a gun, a knife, and burglary tools and zip ties and said that he was there to kill Justice Kavanaugh. He's been arrested. President Biden, to this day, has said nothing. Nothing at all. We also now, though, have new threats to Justice Amy Coney Barrett and her family, and including the fact that they believe that protesters are talking about going and protesting at her church on Sunday. Well, that makes sense. We also have the fact that Joel Osteen's church this past weekend, apparently abortion protesters came to the service and literally stripped down right there in the service. Just stripped down to their skivvies right there in the service, thinking that was a great way to protest. Well, that does your cause a whole lot of good. Interrupting church services and getting naked in order to protest killing babies is not usually some way to garner support. Are you hearing anybody in D.C., especially the left side, talking about that? No. No, not at all. In fact, story that I've got here off of a website called Legal Insurrection says liberal media predictably downplays or ignores the threat to Justice Kavanaugh. They're not saying anything about it in some places. He points out here, if you log on to the New York Times, this story, by the way, came out yesterday afternoon. If you log on to the New York Times and check above the fold, you'll see a lovely story about the Jurassic Park cast and Kelly Clarkson's performance. And if you scroll down, 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 you'll find a story about the attempted assassination of a justice. He says, by his count, the Kavanaugh assassination attempt on the online version of the New York Times is about the 16th story. And if you had the actual printout, my understanding was it was like on page A10 or something like that. It's unreal. MSNBC didn't mention it at all. PBS NewsHour gave 50 seconds to it. And it just, you know, you look at this and think, if this was a liberal being threatened by a right-wing guy, it would be all over the place, ad nauseum, 24/7 coverage, hearings in D.C. We got to do something, changing the laws in knee-jerk fashion. It'd be unreal. Next thing I've got, though, in terms of what they didn't say. So you know about the baby formula shortage. And by the way, it's still ongoing. Our grandbaby, it's you know, our whole family is like in watch for baby formula mode. And we're like, we're buying it here and sending it to them where they are. And it's just, it shouldn't have to be that way. We should not have the U.S. Air Force flying our cargo aircraft to Europe to get European baby formula and bring it back here. But yet what we're finding out now is that, you know, one of the major things that caused that baby formula shortage was the shutdown of a plant in Sturgis, in Sturgis, South Dakota. But Sturgis is where one of the major Abbott Labs infant formula production facilities is located. And it was shut down in February of this year, I believe, and is just now getting clearance to reopen. It was shut down because of so-called whistleblower complaints that there were things that were, you know, not meeting standards. The whistleblower said that there were failing equipments in need of repair. There was formula that was not being adequately tested. And so all that to say, OSHA steps in and shuts the place down and creates a massive baby formula shortage across the nation. However, what we're finding out now, OSHA took a year to shut it down. That was not a brand new. What we're finding out now, according to hotair.com, dated yesterday, was that was not a new complaint. That was a complaint that dated from February of 2021. So if it was important enough to step in and shut down an entire plant, put people out on the street because they can't work, start a baby formula shortage that to this day is causing ripple effects throughout the nation, we're having to import it now from foreign nations on things that were not otherwise FDA approved. They sat on it for a year, but you're not hearing them talk about that, are you? No, because they don't want to, because they don't want anybody calling them out on that, because what you have here is a self-inflicted wound, once again, by the Biden administration that literally, and Biden, by the way, is saying, it may be, it's Biden saying he didn't know about it until most recently. Well, we do know that his organization was very aware of it. His administration, I'm sorry, was very aware of it in October of 2021. But the actual complaint that opened the investigation dates back to February of 2021, and it took them a year to take action on something that was allegedly so serious that we now have a baby formula shortage that is causing worldwide ripples. Here's the last thing I got on the, you know, what they didn't say segment of the Triple Dipper. Yesterday I did a section on military and readiness and, you know, woke issues and other things that are getting in the way of military readiness, and entitled it, Where Are the Warriors? One of the stories that I didn't get a chance to get to is this one. From Coffee or Die magazine, dated last week. Air Force combat controllers speak out over the standards at the elite school. So if you're not familiar, Air Force Special Operations, Special Operations is in every one of the branches. Even the Marines now have MARSOC, the Marine Special Operations Command. And Air Force, AFSOC, they've got some amazing guys that fly and those that are on the ground. Air Force combat controllers, I work with some in Afghanistan, those guys are the heat. And they have special training they have to go through, and the standards to get through their school are pretty darn high. And three Air Force special operators are now saying with firsthand knowledge of the training that they believe the standards are being lowered just to make sure that women pass the course. Now, I am not saying, by the way, that women can't go into combat. I'm not commenting on that at all. What I am saying is when you water down the standards in order to create the diversity that your political arm says you have to have, then all you've done is reduce combat effectiveness for a political reason. Now, if you have women that can meet the standards of this vaunted school, go for it. But the idea here is that what we're looking at is the combat control school, three special operators that I believe are trainers there, are saying that they have watched as standards have been lowered. Certain things, well, like for instance, there was one female student who apparently, she went into what's called a self-initiated elimination, meaning she quit. That's a fancy way of saying she quit. And the usual standard is you're required to wait 2 years before you can come back. That requirement can be waived, and apparently it was waived for her because she came back. But usually when they come back, they have to go right back at the beginning of the pipeline. They don't jump in where they left off, except that this particular female was allowed to come back in less than 2 years and jump in right where she had been before and not start the school over again, something that has never been allowed to happen. All three sources also say during the current class that this particular student had two of what they call failure to train written counseling statements. Those are FTTs. Basically, it's a negative spot report. And those negative spot reports, when you get two of them, it triggers administrative action. Hers didn't, for whatever reason. So what they're saying is, fine, send women to the course. That's what you want to do. But you cannot say that the course is what it's always been when you're lowering the standards, but yet you're not hearing anybody talk about that, are you? It's these guys having to speak up under concerns and under anonymity in order to get the word out. All right, Copper, go ahead and take us to a break. We'll do that. I'll come back in a minute. I'm moving to number two in the Triple Dipper, Bidenflation. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'll take your phone calls. You want to call in, 866-494-9866. It's a Friday afternoon, free-for-all Friday. What you got? 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.